Over the past few weeks, have you forgotten appointments, deadlines, or where you put that stack of papers you grabbed, you know, just in case this thing went on for a while? You know, I like to run crisis scenarios in my classes, silly little narratives that place projects in a fabricated reality. I tell them things like, the client just called. They changed the dimensions of the deliverables, and now it cannot include that old tagline that was approved. Oh, and they have to catch the red eye to Tokyo, so we need everything sooner than initially thought. Seems unnecessary to fabricate these scenarios this semester. But it's reaffirming the importance of these approaches, you know, well, in normal times. Now, where did I put that stack of papers? Did I even remember to grab them from campus? This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 303, Forgotten.
All right, well, I guess I'm going home. Stupid coronavirus. I don't want to go home and lose all this time at school. Such a waste. Well, no sense of crying over spilt virus, I guess. Well, I should probably start figuring out what I need to take back. All right, obviously I need my Xbox controllers and some games. All right, then I'll need my phone charger, my laptop charger, and... you know, bring my backup just in case. Because I'm the one that has an Apple at home, so, you know, you never know. All right, you know, clothing. That might be important. Let's open up the old closet ski here. Let's see what we got. All right, so t-shirts. Got a couple of these. Oh, I need this one. Give me that one. Give me this one. And this one. I'll take some extra just in case. All right. A couple of nice shirts here. Get some American Eagles in here. Grab this Henny. All right. And you know what? I'll snag this button down just in case. You know, don't know what kind of event's gonna be going on while I'm at home. So if I got this, that means I gotta get my dress pants from back here. Get my dress belt. Oh, I need my shoes. All right, throw those in the bag. And then, you know what? Underwear, undergarments. Grab a couple of those. You never have too many pairs of underwear. Some extra socks. Just a whole, maybe two handfuls, throw them in there. All right. And, oh, you know what? It's might be getting a little bit cold. It's getting spring, summer soon, but just in case, grab a couple hoodies. Grab this one, and this one, and okay. All right, grab this zip up too real quick. All right. All right, so pants. Need something to wear on my legs. So let's get this drawer over here open. And shorts, gonna need those. Black pair, white pair, gray pair. Get another black pair, another white pair. Okay, that should be fine. And then I'll grab my khaki shorts. Let's grab these. And, you know, I'll just take two regular and a gray pair. And I'll take my jeans because they go with everything. So we'll grab these. All right, that should be good for pants. What else? Oh, school stuff. I'll be doing school from my room from now on, so guess I'll need my stuff. All right, so let me grab my books, throw them in my bag. Oh my God, this is heavy. Okay, get the notebooks in there. Oh, geez, run out of space. And then, oh, papers. Let's see, we got our syllabus, assignment sheet. Yeah. Gee, oh my God, there's so many papers here. How did I let this get like this? Oh, what's this? Oh my God. It's from last semester. Let's throw that away real quick. Speaking of which, gotta get my garbage. Gotta throw my garbage out. Getting out my room smelling up while I'm gone. Alright, so just take that out. Walk back. Okay. Alright. You know what? My fridge. Do I just leave it on? Do I turn it off? Just leave the door? I don't know. Let's see what's in here. Do I need to... see if I need to throw anything out. This is some milk. How does this? Yeah. Okay. This is expired. That's no good. So I'll just throw that away then. But other than that, I think this should all be good. Just get rid of the milk then. You know, I'll put I guess I'll leave this on. I'll put my creamers, my coffee creamers in here so they stay fresh. I guess the coffee can stay out. While I'm over here, grab my razor, my trimmer. You know, I need to keep up some beard maintenance while I'm away, so grab that, put that in the bag. And that should be it for over here. Alright, so just unplug my Keurig, unplug the microwave, TV, walk over to the lamp, and yeah, that should be it. Huh. Alright, well, see you later, 307. It's been real.
Well, being home has gotten me to see what I left in my dorm room that I really wanted before coming home. I figured that we wouldn't be back on campus for the remainder of the semester, so I just thought that I had packed everything I needed. We had plenty of time to pack, but of course, with me, I waited until the night before we had to leave to start packing. With that being said, I was smart when I decided that I wanted to bring home all of my clothes, like all of my winter clothes, all of my summer clothes, just all my clothes in general. And I had quite a few clothes there. I filled up 2 suitcases full of clothes because I had so much there. Then I had brought home all my medications and necessities that I had there because I was believing that we weren't going to go back. I was convinced that we weren't going back, but also at the same time, I kind of saw that there might be a slight chance that we would go back. So I looked around and I was like, well, I don't really need this. I don't really need that. So I'll just live without it. It's fine. We'll be back before no time at all. So I was like, I'll be fine without it. Yeah, so now I've just really been hoping that we can get back on campus soon for those things that I didn't think that I needed to bring home. And I was thinking, oh, I'll be fine until the first move-out date, but then that got pushed back again, and now I'm just like, I really wish I had those things that I forgot on campus. For instance, I had a humidifier, since I have such bad allergies and asthma. But it was a full tank of water that was still in it because I just filled it up not too long ago before leaving. So I didn't feel like emptying it because of all that water in there. So that left me to just be like, I'll get it soon. It'll be okay. I don't really need it at home. I'll be okay. However, being home with the spring allergies has not been fun, and my humidifier would really help. But of course, I only have one. So I've really been missing that, and our move out day just keeps getting pushed back further, so can't go get it. Really wish I would have brought that home because of that springtime weather. But, and then I also left my good pillows there because I was thinking I could survive without them and just have my crappy ones at home, and I'd be fine with them up until like I get my other pillows back. But no, they have been killing me. Like, these pillows I have now, oh, I really wish I would have brought home my good ones from school. I'm very picky about pillows. So, then I even, stupid me, left my car motion sickness bracelets there, which has been a true struggle not having. I mean, not that I've been riding around in cars lately anyway, but when I do, I just think about how I should have brought them home. Then I even left some textbooks there that I didn't believe that I would need, but I kind of wish I brought them back. There are so many other things I'm starting to wish I would have brought home but didn't. Just now that I'm thinking, I remember that I left 2 other medications there that I don't really need, but my mom and dad are giving me like crap about not having it and taking it, and they're like, oh, well, this would be better if you would have your medication and start taking it. But it wasn't as big of a deal in order to have say that I had to go get it. Yeah, so I don't even know if I even took anything out of my fridge, to be quite honest. That's another thing. I really hope there's nothing in there, but I guess we'll see when I go back. Then I also keep thinking of how I didn't unplug anything either, and thinking if we were supposed to or not. I'm not sure, but I left everything plugged in. Yes, yeah, so I am missing some things that I left there. I know there's some other things, but off the top of my head, I can't think of the rest of them. But hopefully it'll be no time until I get to move the rest of my stuff home, because I'm really missing some of those things that I had left there.
Getting abruptly evacuated from campus? Not in my plans. Getting the whole semester transferred to online? Definitely not in my plans. With the original plan on being to go back to school at the beginning of April, I surely did not bring home all the belongings that I needed or wanted. I forgot more things that I wanted than needed, though. The things that would keep me occupied given the unexpected misery of this unexpected lengthy quarantine. I did not bring things home like my helmet or skate wax. Since skating is one of the things I try to do to stay in shape, I do it often. I am now risking my head and the hundreds of thousands of dollars of knowledge jammed in it every time I step on my skateboard. I also had to order new skate wax. After all, those curbs won't wax themselves. I did not bring home my PS4 or my TV. Easily accessing Netflix and Hulu is no more, and forget about squatting up with my friends over video games. I also forgot my surfboards. If I can get down to my family's beach home, I am not sure what I'm going to do, as I spend most of my time in the water. I know that these are not essential needs, but man, do I want them.
Forgotten was produced by Kevin Wanger, with Emily Kuhn and Cameron Scandal. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helb.